The Conference Committee on Senate Bill 2. And Mr. Waters, maybe you'd like to tell us
about our options if you need. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Currently we have Senate Bill 2 before us. The Conference Committee version that was moved out last time includes the original Senate version, which increases the working family child care credit availability, and also includes a credit for stay-at-home parents who provide child care to their own children in lieu of going to work. It has been, I guess, suggested by some that we would might recede from the amendments which added the credit for stay-at-home parents and move back to the original Senate Bill 2, that is the introduced bill. There is a possible problem in doing that, that it still would have a revenue impact in the 9901 biennium. That impact is estimated at a $15 million reduction. That is because the bill in its original form has an effective date of January 1, 2000.
Thank you. So I mentioned to staff earlier, we certainly wouldn't want to do anything here that would have an impact.
Fiscally or otherwise.
So let me see how much progress we can make. The chair would move that conceptually we amend the bill to make whatever is contained in this bill have an effective date of January 2001, effective tax year 2001. Is there agreement with the conceptual amendment discussion? That will take it out of this current binding, whatever it might be, but we'll work on their areas of agreement. Yeah. Senator Duke?
Well, Mr. Chair, I really like the suggestion that we take up the amendment that we put in at the last conference committee, and I understand the need to move to 2001. I think that's sort of like passing legislation and giving hope for, you know, who knows who's going to be in that category then. But my preference is for the House version. I think that if we're going to do this type of tax credit, we really ought to aim at it the people who need it the most. And the House did that effectively with the refundable tax credit, which actually cost less money for 2001 and would be better in keeping with the priority of the Republicans, which was not to incur holes in future budgets. So I think that we're headed in a better direction than we were the last time, but I would prefer the refundable one.
There's a discussion on the implementation date and change. Representative Rosenbaum.
Mr. Chair, we have to agree with you. You were proceeding artfully this morning, and I concur with the comments that were just made. I'm not sure if you're seeking us to do this a piece at a time, but
yes.
I could not support going to the Senate version of the bill with a delayed implementation date.
The only change I'm seeking right now is an amendment to the implementation date, make a bill to effective January 1, 2001.
In whatever form.
Well, then we're going to work on the remaining content. If you'd like me to go a different direction, we can do that. But is there objection to the amendment implementation date? If not, the amendment is agreed to. Now, the chair would move that we delete the portion that we last time regarding the stay-at-home credit. Our discussion, I recognize Co-Chair Strobeck. Yes, Chairman, we added this in at the last caucus committee. This was a proposal that came from a bipartisan bill that was introduced on the House side. It was a concept that I supported. However, when I look at the history of the measure and see that on July 13th, the Senate refused to adopt the conference committee report by a vote of 0 ayes and 27 nays, I think I should recognize some reality at the east end of the building. You're wild. Well, Chairman, I would agree to the deletion of that, although I do think that there is a very policy reason behind it. But okay, in order to have the balance of the bill be accepted in the east side of the building, I would agree to that amendment.
Well, I appreciate that discussion, Mr. Co-Chair. I would say that I don't think the vote taken in the Senate, it certainly wasn't my impression that the vote was a reflection upon the amendments that you support. It had a lot more to do, in my view, with the implementation of the and the need to have an opportunity to change that date more so than your amendment. Is there further discussion?
I agree, Mr. Chairman. I agree with Representative Strobeck on his comments and would be prepared to support that.
Is there further discussion of the amendment? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the amendment is agreed to. We now have the original Senate bill before us, and we have an implementation date of 2001. So we do not have Representative Wells. That poses a problem. So do we know if...
Let's try it.
And let me just ask if there's discussion about the bill in its current form. If you'd like to, Representative Rosenbaum.
Well, I'm not surprised here on this, but I would just point out that the House did overwhelmingly pass a very different version of this. What you've now got in front of us is a non-refundable credit that won't take effect until 2001 that I think really won't help the people that the House is looking to help, just the people working at minimum wage and close to that. And so, it seems to me it's basically offering some relief but taking it back in the next step, and I could not support it.
I think many of us would rather have an earlier implementation date as was originally in that legislation, but it's my understanding there's an individual who occupies an important office who is not fond of the earlier implementation date. So that help that we think is appropriate will not be forthcoming in the
Mr. Chair, it's my understanding that individual is not fond of a non-refundable credit. So where that leaves us.
All right. Further discussion? We will be in a brief recess until we can determine the whereabouts of additional members. We will be in recess. We will be in recess until 10 minutes after the hour of 12. We are in recess. 2. And for us, we have...
Mr. Chairman.
We have Co-Chair Spellback, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the Chair's pleasure, I would move that the Conference Committee, the rules be suspended and we reconsider the vote by which we deleted the stay-at-home credit portion of this bill this morning.
Whoa. Pretty dramatic.
Yeah. All right, is there an objection to the motion?
Well, yeah.
Sure what? You
objection? No objection. No.
I'll object.
No objection.
All right. I think objection, the matter is before us.
Yeah.
And Mr. Chairman, Kovac, or excuse me, Representative Kovac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee lead in the stay-at-home credit portion of the Senate bill to reversing the action that we took this morning.
Is there a discussion? Senator Duke.
Well, just for the sake of throwing it in, because it's been a few days since we had the other one and had this discussion, I just wanted to point out that particular credit is discriminatory against single parents who may be able to do it if they could take whatever outside income they have, like Social Security or something, and add this to it, may be able to stay at home with their children. And that is really not a fair way. I understand there are people who believe that single-parent families are not families, but that's never been the policy of this legislature. I think it's a poor way to do tax policy.
Further discussion? If not, we have a motion for us to reestablish the language regarding the stay-at-home credit. That's specific enough for the members to understand. If there's no further discussion, the clerk would call the roll on the motion to reinstate that language.
Representative Rosenbaum. Representative Rouse.
Aye.
Senator Duke.
No.
Senator Hartman.
Aye.
Senator
Starr. Aye.
Senator Wyld.
Aye.
Chair Strobeck.
Aye.
Chair
Mellon. Both aye. Language is reinstated. You have before you, members, the motion that was made conceptually this morning, the Deck 5, which dealt with the date of implementation of 2001. So that appears to be in order, and we had already adopted it conceptually. So I'll move with this language here just so there's absolute clarity. The Dash 5 amendments, is there a discussion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the amendment is agreed to. Anything further to be discussed on the Bill 2? If not, the Chair would move that we adopt the Conference Committee report or on Senate Bill, we move that the Chair read the script, and we move it to House. Well, we move that the bill that we've just adopted in this Conference Committee report be sent to their respective chambers with a due pass recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Or some language substantially similar to that. What we've done is we've reinstated the language regarding the stay-at-home credit.
Then
change the implementation date to 2008.
Change the effective date regarding the health care credit.
Correct.
Right. We're going to hold. Mr. Chair, it's my understanding of what we did is that we went back to the first Conference Committee report with the exception of moving the effective date out to 2001.
All right. Is there a discussion? If not, the clerk would call the roll.
Representative Rosenbaum, Representative Rouse.
Aye.
Senator Duke.
No.
Senator Hartman.
Aye.
Senator Starr.
Aye.
Senator Lyle.
Aye.
Senator
Kelbeck. Aye.
Senator Mellon.
Aye. The Conference Committee report on Senate Bill 2 has been adopted. We'll ask the members
will we have these ready for signature now? Or?
I'm going to.
You'll come on. All right. That's, is there anything further to come before the conference committee? If not, we thank you for your service. Oh. Senator Adams and. Wild would like to.
we've seen the results of Senator Wild delivering.
Well, you might pick up a couple of votes this time.
Yeah, I might actually.
Without that, if there's nothing further, we are adjourned.